the boxer Tommy Morrison, who you doubtless remember from Rocky V. No, not nothing. Okay, he also held the WBO championship at one point, and he later made big news when he tested positive for HIV. Tommy Morrison began a comeback fight last night in West Virginia. He knocked his opponent out in the second round. The fight was of particular interest to NPR's Mike Pesca, who spent a few days with Morrison last year for a profile he did on the fighter. And Mike joins me now. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Luke.
So HIV and boxing, not a combo you'd really imagine. Why was he allowed to fight?
The real short answer is that West Virginia doesn't test for HIV. But over the years, Tommy Morrison has complicated that answer by spinning a story of his HIV. Sometimes Tommy Morrison says that he had it, but he's cured. He has said that in the past. Now he says his line is that he never had it. It was a false test. If you ask him, he'll go on about all sorts of conspiracy theories about why people wanted him out of the game. And he also has conspiracy theories of how he got HIV. At some point, it was promiscuous sex. And he also told me a story about how, in his opinion, this is maybe how he got it. He did steroids, and when the steroid needle broke his skin, it caused dead skin tissue. And that, you know, it's not really important to get into because no doctor or scientist would give any credence to this. Uh-huh. He is not cured. He's just able to live his life and box.
So how did he actually look last night in the fight?
Literally, he looks unbelievably muscular and trim. So it's not one of these bloated boxers making a comeback. But I talked to broadcaster Bob Papa, who's in West Virginia, and he said in Morrison's two rounds, which he won, he looked surprisingly winded and that he took too many shots from an opponent who was 4-2, having lost his last two fights for knockouts. But still, Papa said the national media was interested in the fight.
You know, America loves to slow down for car wrecks. And we had one guy who 10 years ago tested positive for HIV, and I think half the people were there to see if another calamity would happen.
I talked to a doctor with the CDC. He's a top AIDS expert. He says that HIV positive athletes should be allowed to play in their sport. I asked him, well, does that include boxing? And he hesitated, not because of anything to do with HIV. He can't endorse boxing as a doctor.
NPR's Mike Pesca joining us to talk about Tommy Morrison. If you want to hear Mike's great profile of Tommy Morrison, go to npr.org. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome, Luke.